Welcome to my Claim Your Worthiness podcast, Intimate Conversations with Gail Jones. We all have a safe place within to create anew. In each episode, I hope to add to your inner sanctuary to strengthen the belief in yourself and your dreams. Claiming our worthiness sets the foundation for centering us back into our greatness. From this foundation, we create our most amazing lives. I'll be sharing insights and resources from my own journey and from others who are transforming their lives. Lean in and receive the wisdom shared. You are worthy of having this special time with yourself. I'm Gail Kernan-Jones, here today to share with you two permission slips that can change your life. And I find these permission slips really important right now for all of us that are moving through and beyond and noticing how our lives have changed through the pandemic. These two permission slips have been the hardest permission slips for my clients to give themselves, yet the very most powerful, as I've witnessed through more than 20 years of coaching others through transformation. The first permission slip that I'd like you to give yourself, and I'm going to give it to you today on this podcast, is the permission not to know. I know our world is in great uncertainty right now, but uncertainty is part of growth. And actually, in those uncertain times when we don't know what's next, can be our most fruitful, creative times of our lives if we embrace it instead of resist it. So I'd like to share this quote about being open to the mystery of not knowing by Vera Nazarian. Quote, "Would you like to know your future? If your answer is yes, think again. Not knowing is the greatest life motivator. So enjoy, endure, survive each moment as it comes to you in its proper sequence, a surprise." Based on my training in neuroscience and wisdom gained through my spiritual journey, I've learned that these words, "I don't know," are some of the most powerful words to embrace. Because not knowing gives us the chance to truly create anew and have lasting change. And I want to stress that word, lasting change. When we take an action right away, it's often based on what we know or have done before. It might not move us forward in the way we want to change and transform. When we focus on what we already know, we end up often repeating the past. So the gap time between old ways of being and new is our most creative, fruitful, magical time, as I mentioned before. Yet for most of us, many of us, staying in the unfamiliar causes great angst, because it means we need to let go of control. So when you feel that angst coming on, just remember, how much did being in control serve you up till now? Did it really get you what you wanted to the full degree you wanted? The trick to staying in this place of "I don't know" is to not focus or base progress on external circumstances. It may look like nothing is changing on the inside, yet the internal transformation that comes from staying with the pause can be life-altering. We allow in wisdom from above and beyond and around us to impact our lives and get us out of our past thinking. Saying "I don't know" also opens us up to others' perspectives, which helps us expand our worldview and again get us out of that limited thinking. And many of us might be aware, when we're around people that know everything, it can be quite boring. We don't get to express ourselves. And when we're in a place of we feel like we know everything, we can be quite boring to other people too. So it's this give and take of receiving. "I don't know" opens you up to curiosity, and curiosity leads us to growth. So don't be afraid of not knowing. And I use this statement, "I don't know," many times when I need to detach before a major event. When I was first introducing my worthiness platform to the national media via a major TV show, I spent a lot of time in solitude grounding myself for whatever will happen or does not happen next. I did, and I really stress this, I did set very clear intentions for what I wanted to share, because intentions help us manifest an outcome sometimes. But then I let go of the outcome. And in that reflective time of not knowing how this was going to unfold, I embraced the joy of new possibilities and focused on letting go of old controlling ways of being that no longer served my growth. The TV show happened, and it was seen by my family, friends, and colleagues all over the country, which helped me bond with others I hadn't seen in a long while. Yet it was those connections that brought me joy, not seeing myself on TV, which would be more ego-centered. As grateful as I am for the national exposure and the new doors that later opened in their own time, not by willing them or knowing what would happen. So it expanded in new ways by saying, I don't know. And it was a lot more fun. I know again that the pandemic, with all its uncertainties, has forced many of us into that I don't know time. And it can be very frustrating. But instead of feeling guilty for needing to wait or impatient about what's next, use this time to build trust muscles that you will be provided for and in a potentially new and more expansive way than you alone could have ever imagined. I created this new Claim Your Worthiness podcast after spending time in I don't know, staying open and trusting, and listening to my body of what felt joyful. Every time I came into the podcast studio, I got so excited to be here, to interview the guest, to be supported by my producer. It was so collaborative and engaging, and it all came from not knowing what was next and expanding my business in new ways. So I love these words of Henri Nouwen from his book, Life of the Beloved. Quote, I have found it very important in my own life to try to let go of my wishes and instead to live in hope. I am finding that when I choose to let go of my sometimes petty and superficial wishes and trust that my life is precious and meaningful in the eyes of God, something really new, something beyond my own expectation, begins to happen to me. To wait with openness and trust is an enormously radical attitude toward life. So to keep letting go into I don't know, meditate frequently, and choose to make friends with this quiet time of getting acquainted with your wise, inner, and higher self, who will guide you forth, often in bigger ways than you could ever imagine. If you'd like to know more about I don't know and my approach to using it in my coaching practice, you can check out my blog on my website. It's called I don't know, and it's on claimyourworthiness.com. So the second major and related permission slip to give yourself that can change your life is permission to rest. When I tell clients that they have permission to rest or allow themselves to feel safe resting, I am often met with great resistance. I hear about the to-do lists, why they can't rest, what they have to get done. And what that does, it just creates a cycle of doing. And there's no time for forming new beliefs about yourself. There's no time for creating a new way of doing things. The first thing I would say on permission to rest is it's safe to stop, rest, and do nothing. Answers come in quiet, not all that pushing, begging, pleading, and controlling. And from a health perspective, the body, mind, and spirit heal best in a restful state, as I've noted in my book, Cancer as a Love Story, Developing the Mindset for Living. So often when someone gets a diagnosis, a scary diagnosis like cancer, their knee-jerk reaction is to go into hyperdrive and to just stay really busy and to do whatever you can to take care of your body or to move through this as fast as you can. If you don't take the time up front to stop and rest, it's hard to go back and do that later. You're running on adrenaline when you get a scary diagnosis. Part of the reason it's scary to stop and rest is you have to feel the feelings of hearing that diagnosis. I just want to share a story. I now meditate an hour or two a day, but before cancer 9 years ago, if you told me to sit for 20 minutes, I couldn't have done it. I was in the mind-body program for cancer at Mass General Hospital, which is affiliated with Harvard University. So everything in the program had to be evidence-based. And part of the requirements of that program were that we had to meditate for 20 minutes a day. When I first sat for 20 minutes, it was torture. I'm a single mom. I have a house to run. I have two kids to take care of. Are you kidding me? Sit for 20 minutes? So the first day I was crawling out of my skin, pretty much was that way for about a week. And then I started getting used to this. And what I realized in those 20 minutes is I was feeling for the first time how scared I really was. Am I going to survive? Am I going to be here to see my kids grow up? Do I have what it takes to heal? I had to feel those feelings. And if we think rushing ahead and moving ahead will stop us from having to feel those feelings, it may, but those feelings are in our body. And they need to be released from the body in order to heal. And the mind needs to be calm to create anew. So as I was working to create a new mindset for living, as I teach in my book, I had to rest and see what that new mindset was going to look like. I wasn't going to find that new mindset by moving ahead all the time. So it's funny that at the end of the 3 months, meditating 20 minutes a day was like the same as making sure you have 3 meals a day or you get your exercise in. And now I would miss it if I didn't meditate every day. So it's become part of my life and it's been life altering. So remember this, when we're in a major change, whether it's a cancer diagnosis, whether it's a career change, whether it's a business, you're changing your career or you're changing your business or ending a relationship or starting a new relationship. And right now for all of us in the pandemic, transformation takes a lot of energy. Resting and regrouping are really important. When we've gone through a major change, in order to integrate it, we need to rest and see what we've done. I don't know about you, but I know in different stages of elevating my business, I'm moving fast, and these things are happening, but I don't always want to go, what's next? I want to sit and integrate and go, does this feel right? Is this the piece of the puzzle I want going forward? Even with relationships and friendships and resting and evaluating, what are the good parts? What are the bad parts? Where can I change? Where have I contributed to this being better or worse? And without rest, you don't go inward and proceed and evaluate that and contribute in a better way to yourself and the world. So this year especially, the longing for rest seems even stronger. Again, with the pandemic thrusting us into a worldwide transformation that has zapped our energy. And this is really key to know for why we really need more rest than ever. Things that we used to do normally on automatic routine, go to the grocery store, we now have to think about, do we have our mask? What time of the grocery store do we want to go to? We have another set of behaviors we have to embrace that we didn't have to do before. They're automatic. It's like when we're driving a car after we've learned to drive. It's pretty automatic. Nothing has been automatic since the pandemic started. So that has taken a lot of energy. So right now we do need an extra level of thought and care. And also just appreciation for what we've all been through and where we are now and how it's transformed our life. Despite the weariness and desire to rejuvenate, I have witnessed personally and professionally within my coaching practice how difficult it can be to rest. Because, again, like I share with my cancer diagnosis, to become non-productive from our busy ways is often jolting and downright scary for many, especially for those who've had a lifetime of being super competent and driven. I can't tell you how many type A CEO clients I've coached, and when I tell them to rest, that is scarier to them than standing on a stage of a million people. You tell them to rest, and what? How do I do this? And this is what's often unknown to many and brings up a lot of emotions. Some of that drive, where we can't rest, often comes from having unmet needs as a child when one was inadequately validated in a nurturing way. So to stop and have to find that validation from within, from moments of doing nothing, is foreign and uncomfortable. Guilt and shame for not being the quote-unquote responsible self will try to sabotage the best intentions for rest. It also goes back to the worthiness, because many of us thought we got our worthiness from what we did in the world, when actually self-esteem is what comes from how we're perceived in the world. Worthiness comes from within. It has nothing to do with the external world. It's who we are. We are born worthy. So another part about learning to rest is building trust that you'll be provided for when you take time off. It's a huge challenge because we think when we're in control and we're doing that, we're making it all happen. So to rest can be challenging. Pushing ourselves is so hardwired in as the answer to challenges. Even though, as I said before, in learning to say I don't know, we often find our most creative solutions by stepping away from a problem or issue. That can mean getting on a motorcycle. That can mean walking the lake. It can mean hiking. It can mean just sitting and doing nothing, staring at the clouds. It isn't always by doing. I often grant my clients the same gift I gave myself those 9 years ago when I was first diagnosed. And I say, I give you permission to rest. And guess what? Their first reaction is often that they start sobbing. For so many have been so strong and so responsible for far too long. So rest not only gives the body time to rejuvenate, it provides space for all emotions to be felt and released as the body, mind, and spirit get recentered. And remember this, what we don't feel cannot be healed. If we think avoiding feeling these feelings of loss or grief or sadness or anger is the way to go, it's still in your body and it can't be healed. And it often shows up in anxiety because for many, anxiety is repressed emotion. It's really important to make space to feel these feelings. My clients' tears are often a recognition of their exhaustion and grief as they start absorbing the enormity of their losses from lack of playfulness, spontaneity, and time off from thinking and planning. They've been doers their whole life, and many, again, are high achievers. And while that has brought satisfaction in many ways, they've also haven't expressed their full sense of self. Because within us, we do have playful, spontaneous sides that long to be expressed as well. So initially received to feel these emotions and been buried for years, these clients will then typically give me all sorts of reasons why they can't stop, detailing a list of their responsibilities and obligations. The truth is, we will always find distractions from choosing to sit and be with ourselves. I understand that. The adrenaline rush of doing is more ego-stroking than discovering the parts of ourselves that we have painfully neglected. So again, these are the words that I encourage my clients to say to embrace new, empowering, peaceful, and elevated ways of being. It is safe to rest. That excessive drive to accommodate the demands of the external world to satisfy the ego will never provide the same levels of joy in finding and living from an inner, grounded sense of being. My clients actually breathe a sigh of relief when I say, it's safe to rest. They've never heard, many of them have never heard of those words in their whole life. The search to more fully claim and express your authentic self often begins with rest, and at the very least, daily moments of stillness.
Health is our most important asset. Learn how to protect it and improve it with Gail's deep and transformative insights. As an 8-year cancer survivor, Gail dove deep to learn the mindset that helps one not only heal their bodies, but also live their most joyful lives. One of her main insights from the 5 years of research from her book, Cancer as a Love Story, Developing the Mindset for Living, is this. Claiming your worthiness to live can extend your longevity. To learn more about her research, check the book page on claimyourworthiness.com. There are major endorsements by leading doctors there. Gail provides a free guided meditation through the homepage of her site. Gail also offers a 6-session coaching package, both for preventing cancer and healing through it, called Creating a New Mindset for Optimal Health. Email her at gailjones@claimyourworthiness.com to set up a complimentary 30-minute session to learn more. And again, please check out her website, claimyourworthiness.com, especially her video on the homepage, to catch a glimpse of her expertise.
For all its downsides, the pandemic has brought us inward and is shifting us to a new way of learning, to allowing in, waiting for answers versus pushing forward. One of the most empowering things we can do in a restful state is to choose to change our mindset by rewiring in new beliefs. The mind cannot welcome in new information in a state of chaos. It accepts it better in a restful state. So accept versus resist the discomfort of stopping all the busyness. Choose to see rest as a life-enhancing gift to yourself to build a new foundation of worthiness based on who you are, not what you do. Trust the empty spaces in your life and know that they will fill up in better ways than you could have ever imagined versus living from a continual state of exhaustion based on past conditioning of performing, being good, reaching, and being the super responsible one. Those usually go together, a lot of those being good, reaching, and being the super responsible one. and ask yourself, why have you valued being chronically busy more than being present to yourself and others? Is there a paradigm shift needed here? When you rest and fill yourself up, you have more to offer yourself and others. Your other responsibilities will still be there waiting as you rest and regroup, but this time, as you rewire your brain for optimal outcomes, your needs and desires will be included in the picture of your most fulfilling life. So here's an example of what happened when I gave myself permission to rest. I went on a 12-day vacation last September to see my son before he moved to Seattle in Boston, and I totally unplugged. No cell phone, no email, just totally unplugged, present as I retreated in this quarantine beach house and met him and friends on the deck. And lo and behold, during that vacation while I was away, I got a major endorsement of my book, a full 5-minute video on Instagram by a major doctor. I couldn't have willed that. I couldn't have pushed for that. I couldn't have asked for that. It happened when I was totally detached, sitting at a beach house on a deck in a beach chair looking at the ocean with my friends and family near me. So we do get taken care of in rest. Rest is especially important if you feel stuck in life, to give your mind time to change the channel of inner talk, repeating the same old stories of life not working for you. In rest, when the mind is calm, infinite new possibilities often emerge. And as yoga instructor Ayu Shanti says, quote, "The more in harmony you are with the flow of your own existence, the more magical life becomes," end quote. You are the leader of that life. Give yourself permission to enjoy it and expand by allowing yourself these two permission slips. One, not to need to know all the answers, and two, giving yourself permission to rest. Both of these permission slips will help you embrace the mystery of life that is folding for your highest good. Trust the process. And if you would like more information on permission to rest, you can read my blog, again on my website, claimyourworthiness.com. Permission to Rest is the name of the blog. So I wish you all a restful week ahead. Accepting the uncertainty of these times are also bringing us great gifts to live from the inside out. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on our journey today. I am so grateful you are part of my podcast community, where it is my dream that by claiming our worthiness together, we can more impactfully shed our light and love on this world. In future podcasts, I'll be sharing more stories of hope and unlimited possibilities for creating anew. You can also follow me on Instagram or on my Facebook page. I also hope you'll be inspired to share my podcast with your friends. Together, we are stronger. Blessings, Gail.
Instagram and Facebook at Coach Gail Jones.